As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Bird Show.
You guys have things in your home, like jokes that are off limits? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Like, maybe it started off pretty funny, and then after a while, you're just like, nah, man, we can't do that anymore.
We just came up with one the other day in the house.
Oh, yo. I don't even know what that was.
I'm like, do I want to share this? Do I not want to share this? But it's too late now. We're on the air and I have to share this. And I'm having regrets about sharing this, but this is what we do. We share. Bart said something the other day in the house and it hurt my feelings so much. I went upstairs and cried. And then I came back down and told him he can't make those jokes anymore because it hurts my feelings.
I can't wait for this. Okay.
And I know he's joking. I know he's not serious. And this is what we do. That's our thing. That's our shtick. Like, we poke fun at each other and we razz each other. And it makes us laugh. Like, we get belly laughs out of it, right? And this one just hit at the wrong time and hit the wrong nerve. And he actually tried to do like a poke, like after he said it, he actually tried to poke me.
One last time?
I jumped back. I jumped back and I go, no. And so I went upstairs and I started folding laundry. And as I'm putting Jimmy's clothes away in his closet, I'm crying. And
now, to be fair, you were on your period last week.
No, I'm not. I don't have a 3-week period.
It was last week, wasn't it?
No, it happened this week.
Oh, okay.
It literally just happened the other day.
Yeah, you're on your period 365. Anytime you feel emotion, you're on your period. I'm on it right now.
Whenever you come in here and you volunteer that you're on your period, I just assume it's for the next 6 months.
Yes. Clearly. They are heavy and they are long, but I was in the clear at this point in time, right? And it was just, I was in my feels about something. So he cracked this joke and I came back downstairs and it was short and sweet. There was no explanation. And I just simply said in the kitchen, I composed myself. I didn't think my face was, he didn't notice that I had been crying, even though I have a bad cry face. And I was like red and blotchy. And I looked at him and I just go, hey, can you please not joke about me as a mother or my mothering? And he goes, yeah. And that was it.
That was it.
Just like that.
So there was no further elaboration on it, no further discussion on it. But yeah, he cracked a joke and about me as a mom. And it hurt my feelings.
We need some context on that.
And so now he's not going to do it anymore.
So
that's all it took was just I needed to let him know. And I did. And now he's not going to do it anymore.
So what was the event that occurred that he made the joke about your mothering?
So it was over the weekend. I went upstairs to cut my fingernails and my toenails. And I guess I was gone a little longer than anticipated. And I came back down and he was feeding Jimmy. And he goes, oh, look, there she is. She's actually here.
And you're already feeling a certain way about being at work, yes, and him being a little more bonded at times to, yes, Bart because Bart's around. So it wasn't just that moment he was talking about to you. It was,
yes,
more of this struggle that you've been having globally.
Yeah. About being, yes, yeah, about being an absent mother. And so in that moment, I was just like, I swallowed it. I didn't say anything. I just excused myself and addressed it internally and then came back down and told him, let's not crack jokes about that anymore. I'm very sensitive about that topic. And he said, got it. And that's that.
She's actually here.
Yes. Oh, look, she's actually here. And I was just like, and I know it was.
And again, he was talking about that one instance, but because you're, yes, struggling.
Yes. Yeah.
Much broader term, it really is.
And I was, listen, I was dealing with some toenail issues, and I was definitely gone longer than I should have been, and I got sucked into my Dateline episode. So I own that in that moment.
Like, and your period was right around the corner.
I 100% own it, but it just took on a bigger meaning to me.
Sure.
And I was, he has no idea. He has absolutely, I did not disclose this to him, but I am disclosing to you guys. I went upstairs and had those tiny little hangers in my hand, and I'm hanging up Jamie's clothes, and I'm like, I just can't do anything better. I'm just such a horrible mom. I don't know how to make things better. And instead of being down there with him, I'm up here putting his clothes away because something's got to do.
Hey, Maya, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So I've always considered myself to be a light sound sleeper until my husband revealed to me that I am actually not a light sound sleeper. And he has actually recorded my snoring at night, and I sound like a bear. Yeah, and it really hurts me and breaks my heart that he can't get sleep at night.
So you said just don't joke about it anymore.
Yeah, no, please don't. My thing is, if it's really that bad, then just wake me up and I'll go to the guest room. But let's not joke about it,
because
it really hurts
me. It's okay, Maya.
And I sound like a total man at night.
It's okay, Maya. Maya, right. Can your husband send us some of those clips out of curiosity?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
We won't joke about it.
Kristen?
Yes?
The same jokes are banned in my house.
Oh, is that right?
Same formula. One was made. I burst into tears on the spot.
Oh, no, because you're a bad mom, too?
Yep.
Yes.
Apparently.
Bad mom jokes. Not allowed.
Bad mom couldn't even lock down the tears. And daughter was like, what's wrong, mama? And I was like, mama just gets sad sometimes. It's okay to be sad. And then we had to be like, listen, anything else is fine. Like,
yes,
just not that. Because I feel like you're trying to figure stuff out anyway, and you're already in your head and feeling insecure. And then someone like just is like twisting the knife. Nope, no mom jokes.
Here's Holly. Hey, Holly, good
Solidarity
morning.
Solidarity, sister.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
So we used to joke around my ex-husband, recently ex-husband, like within the last month, used to always go for older women. So we would always joke around and say, who's going to leave me for an older woman? Because I'm 7 years younger than him. Until he slept with my mom. And so after that.
Are you the caller from this morning?
Wait, what?
You're not the first caller today that has had a husband that slept with their mother.
But no, it was a boyfriend.
I was adopted, and so it's like she asked for me. She paid money to bring me into our home. And then later on,
Are you kidding me?
All right, Holly, really quick.
No, I'm not.
Was he your ex?
Yes, he's my ex-husband. I just left him a month ago. We have 4 kids together.
Oh, man.
Like, left him a month ago.
Okay, but Holly, was he your ex when your mom slept with him?
No.
So are they together now?
No, you know, after I left him, I made both of them promise me that they wouldn't get there because it's happened before. And I did end up coming back for like a short period of time. I was like, okay, we'll try this. I'm a very forgiving person. I don't know if it's forgiving or foolish, but one of the two. So I came back for a little while. And in that time frame, the first time I left, they did get together. They lived together in a house. It was gross.
Wow. You've got us all stunned here.
I mean, jaw drop. Can we give her something? I don't know.
My mom was his probation officer. She was the community corrections person.
What the hell?
And so she had, yeah, it was.
It just keeps getting worse.
Right?
It was a Jerry Springer episode, I'm telling you.
This really is really so precious. Thank you for calling. Don't hang up yet, though. We all have questions, okay. I think.
Did you say your mom was his probation officer?
Yes. Yeah, so my mom was with the county corrections for 25 years, and he was a troublemaker as a kiddo. And she hated him when I first got with him. And then afterwards, I don't know, I think, she did tell me to give my used toys to the less fortunate. I just didn't think that it would be her.
Holly, I just want to hug you. I want to hug you so much.
I'm hugging through the phone, I promise.
Oh, girl.
Oh, this is horrible.
So let's play this out for just 1 second, all right? Because I'm really bad with the family tree thing. So if your mom and your ex-husband end up married, then
he would be my ex-husband's stepdaddy.
Yeah.
And she would be the grandmother to her own stepkids?
Yeah.
Would end up being my mama grandma, and my kids would be my daughter's sisters.
Siblings. What is your relationship like with your mom today?
Okay, so my mom and I are on speaking terms for my kiddos. My kiddos love my mom. They don't know anything because I figured here in, 5 years, my kiddos will start to catch on, and I'm not going to be the one to tell them that. They get to do that.
Damn, woman, you are like the most forgiving. I mean, the reservoir you have for forgiveness is something I can't even imagine. I appreciate you calling. Yeah, thank you.
I don't know if it's forgiveness or foolishness, but we'll go with one of them.
Right.
But, all right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you for calling. All right, so there you are. You're listening in your car, and you're like, my life is not that bad. How about that? My relationship with my mom is just not that bad.
The Bird Show.